Hey, Steve.
Hey, Georgia.
So for all of our listeners, it's Friday, September 7th, and I'm talking with founder and editor-in-chief and CEO of Cybersecurity Ventures, Steve Morgan.
Great to be here in our studio.
Well, you're here every day. I guess. today's topic, we're going to be discussing and just introducing you all to Steve's project, Phi Beta Cyber, the Phi Beta Cyber Society. So just want to get this started. What is Phi Beta Cyber? Who is Phi Beta Cyber? And what is the structure of this society and who are the participants?
Sure. Well, everybody involved is a volunteer. So we're not an association. We're not a club. There's no president. I'm not the CEO. There's no governing body. We have a core of people nationally who have volunteered to go out and speak with high school students, teachers, parents, and spread the word about cybersecurity.
So it's a kind of a grassroots effort.
Yes.
And it's just the purpose of it is to, what would you say the purpose of it is?
The purpose is to bring awareness to cybercrime and cybersecurity. Parents, teachers, students are largely unaware. It's a great opportunity to serve and protect. It's a great career opportunity, but kids are unaware. We are in an era now of no kid left behind.
Right.
Yet a lot of kids are being left behind as it relates to technology and cybersecurity.
So what was your personal inspiration to found this Phi Beta Cyber Society?
Around 2 years ago, I was in a position for the first time in my life, in my professional life, to give back. I had the time, I had the resources, a media property, and I took some time to think about what can we do, what can Cybersecurity Ventures do to give back. The industry's been very good to me. The worker shortage is the biggest problem we're faced with. And young people aren't aware of our field. Students in K through 12, high school students in particular, who are thinking about what they're going to do in their professional lives, where they're going to go to school, parents, educators. And I saw an opportunity for a group of people who want to volunteer to get out and help.
So who are some of the participants in Phi Beta Cyber, and who do you think could get involved? I mean, are we talking about teachers and parents and also cybersecurity professionals? And who should be answering the call to this?
Right. So all of the volunteers are cybersecurity experts. That's what we need. We need people who are CEOs of cybersecurity companies, who are chief information security officers at major corporations, people at all levels in cyber who are willing to go out to the local high schools. We have members who are some of the most prominent CEOs in the industry. We have people who have been in the field for 15 or 20 years, and they're just really, really good at what they do. They may not be recognizable names, and they don't have to be.
So what do you have to do once you're a member? What is the pledge that you have to take?
We ask everybody to agree that they'll visit at least one high school each year. We need to know that they're going to go out and they're going to meet with the kids.
So they're going to meet with the kids. They give a presentation about the cybersecurity industry in general. What are the topics of these presentations?
Right. Well, we're trying to facilitate the connection between the cybersecurity experts and the high schools. Once that connection's been made, it's no different than a high school going out on their own and finding somebody and collaborating with that person on, you know, what's the format. So we don't have the structure you might expect, but that's the secret sauce. That's why everyone's getting involved. There's no membership fees. There's no dinners to attend. There's, you know, no structure that requires anything other than I'll take the call, I'll go out, I'll meet with kids. People want to do that.
Right, and that's the whole point.
Yes.
To get more kids aware, just to raise awareness of this. So where is Phi Beta Cyber the most active, and where do they hold programs currently?
We've been out in New York City. We've been out in Rhode Island, We've been out in Illinois, in the suburbs of Chicago. We've been in San Diego. So we've had probably about 24 talks so far. We're early in our formation. This is the year for us, going into 2019, where we've built up a respectable group of people, and now we want to start broadcasting the message.
And the message is to just be aware that there's job opportunities here, but also personal protection. I mean, what are the students going to take away from a talk if someone in Phi Beta Cyber was to go to the school? What's something that they could learn?
Well, right now we're at a point where we want the high schools to call us. Mm-hmm. We'd like somebody to come in and talk to our students and their parents. Insofar as the talk itself, it's going to center on young people. Why would they want to learn about cybercrime and cybersecurity? What's it all about? And those experts will explain that it's an opportunity to serve and protect society. They'll speak to it from the standpoint of career opportunities. It's a great career opportunity. They'll explain to the students and parents what the employment demographics look like right now. In 2014, there were 1 million job openings in cybersecurity globally. Right now in the U.S., there's 600,000 job openings. By 2021, we'll have 3.5 million job openings globally. There's a huge demand. Parents need to know that. Students need to know that.
Right. So what kind of job openings are they? I mean, are these all entry-level positions that a high schooler could go right into, or would they need some training ahead of time?
A lot of them are entry-level positions, and then there is a career path. There's many positions that are open now that are unfilled at the mid-level up through expert-level positions. But as far as the entry-level, information security analysts are predicted by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics to be one of the fastest growing occupations for the next 10 years.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, it's almost like if everyone went into cybersecurity, everyone would be working, you know? But I guess you have to have the interest and the passion there as well.
Robert Herjavec, a shark on Shark Tank, who is a cybersecurity expert, CEO of his cybersecurity firm, has been quoted as saying the unemployment rate in cybersecurity is 0%, and he's not exaggerating.
Wow.
And in a recent interview, actually with you, I remember him saying that if you know cybersecurity, you have a job for life.
A job for life, a guaranteed job for life. There's not a lot of industries where you can say that.
No.
So getting kids more interested, getting them at least aware that this is something that they could be involved in, is something that's severely lacking in the U.S. And if anyone's a cybersecurity expert and they want to join Phi Beta Cyber Society, it's free to join. You just have to do a speech or a lecture or a presentation of some sort at a high school once a year.
Yes.
In your neighborhood, in your where you grew up. You know, talk to a teacher that you still talk to, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. And
there are other ways to volunteer.
Oh, okay.
So we have some high profile people in our industry, people who are very busy, thought leaders. For instance, Teresa Payton. Mm-hmm. She is the former CIO at the White House. She's a cybersecurity expert, runs a company. She has a video that she actually produced here with us. It speaks to young people. Mm-hmm. It's online. We're going to put it on phibetacyber.com. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are willing to give back in different ways. We have some people who have agreed to write submissions. We have a student who is in his second year. We have a sophomore who wrote an amazing paper that we're going to post shortly. And he wrote about his high school experience. And he can't go out. He can't travel right now. He's in school. So we're also going to publish media from a number of different people.
And this is phibetacyber.com.
Yes.
A separate URL from cybersecurityventures.com. So what are the other resources we can find at phibetacyber.com?
There's a lot of free online training. If there's a high school student out there listening to this right now, You could do a Google search and find it on your own, or you can go to Cybrary.com. You can go to Coursera. There's a number of companies who provide free online cybersecurity training. Everything from the basics up to, you know, some pretty substantial courseware. Every student's different. I can't say that it works for everybody, but it definitely works for a lot of people. My own son has taken some courses on Cybrary.
Okay, that's really great that there's all of these free resources. So no matter what your background is, you can just get in there and at least start to get some tools under your belt and some knowledge to see if this works for you. Do you know, just personally, how many high schools in the United States, if any, are teaching cybersecurity right now? I mean, do we know that statistic?
It's informal. I can't share any statistics with you. I speak to a lot of educators.
You do.
You know, here locally on Long Island, for instance, it's an anomaly. So if you have a program, that's great. There's not many of them. It's something that may be worked into the greater technology curriculum. But cyber in of itself, you're really not going to find a lot of it.
Even though it's such an important thing to know just for protecting yourself, being an internet user, and also as a potential career opportunity. So,
well, it's the same problem that colleges have or have had. They've struggled with having professors who are experienced in cybersecurity. So, at the high school level, how many teachers do we have who are cybersecurity experts?
Right.
It takes an expert to teach the kids, or at least the courseware.
Well, that's something that if someone wants to be a member of the Phi Beta Cyber Society, at least this presentation will be a way to get the knowledge down to the high school level.
Yes.
You know, so how many members are there right now in Phi Beta Cyber? Do we know?
Yeah, right now we have about 75.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great. And it's totally non-for-profit.
Completely.
So, okay. So then if you wanted to give any personal story or a backstory on what inspired you to do this?
I was almost left behind, and a lot of my friends were left behind, as were millions of kids who graduated from high school when I did. I graduated in 1982. When I graduated from high school in Queens, New York, there was not one computer in my high school. And that wasn't uncommon. That's the way it was. But in 1982, the tech industry was absolutely a big and growing industry, nowhere as large as it is today. But Apple and Microsoft and IBM and Hewlett-Packard, and I can go on with a long list of companies, they were doing some very exciting things, you know, bringing the personal computer to market and, you know, ultimately, you know, bringing it where it is today. I was completely unaware of the tech industry, let alone cybersecurity or, you know, back then information security. I had the good fortune of, you know, getting exposed by my dad. He was a tinkerer and he also was an entrepreneur. And so he had, you know, computers at his company and he, you know, automated his business. So I had a chance to, you know, get my hands on the keyboard and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I was intrigued. I talked to my friends and they, you know, all I would get is a blank stare.
So you were lucky in a way that you got this exposure.
I was. I was. So when I had the chance to give back, I thought about, well, you know, how did I get in the industry? And really, it's just simple. It's exposure. It wasn't any kind of specialized training. That came later. You know, it starts with adults talking to kids. That's how kids, you know, are exposed. Whether it's medicine, science, engineering, architecture, whatever it may be. So we need more people to expose kids. I was lucky.
Right.
But we need to expose them. We need to get them thinking about it. And then the next step is, okay, I want in. I want to do something. I want to take a class. I want to learn more. I want to go online and read about it.
Yeah. And so since this isn't something that's even able to be taught in a lot of schools or high schools at this time so far, because, you know, maybe there's a dearth of teachers who can speak to it, if more people were to do a talk or two every year and they join the Phi Beta Cyber Society, this could really help.
I think so.
It's a great way to give back.
Yes.
Yeah, and make a difference.
I think it can make a big difference. It's, you know, it's hard. Everybody is pressed for time. Everybody is trying to do more with less. You know, we live busy lives. We mm-hmm. have kids. We, you know, have jobs. We'd like to help people, but in reality, it's hard to help sometimes because the requirements of helping are too great. So we've tried to just water this down, and whatever it's lacking in terms of structure and organization, the upside is, would you just hop in your car and go talk to these kids?
Yeah. And oh, speaking of cars, you can get a magnet for your car.
Okay,
if you join. It's a cool logo, you know, it's a nice kind of feeling to be part of something where you're helping. And
yeah.
We are going to make t-shirts for people who join as a perk or as a way to get the logo out there.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I'd like to say anybody who sees this podcast and contacts us, and you can ask for Georgia.
You can ask for me.
We'll send you a t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah, we have t-shirts already made. So nice silk screen t-shirts. So we will send those out. I would love to hear any final thoughts or messages you'd like to get out there for people who are listening about this Phi Beta Cyber Society.
If you want to help the kids, if you want to spread the word, if you want to go out and talk to your local high school, we're getting a lot of inquiries. We expect to get many more. Get in touch with us. Go to phibetacyber.com. All we ask you to do is fill out a simple form and make a pledge. I'll get out to at least one school this year.
So that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yep.
You're on the hook.
I am. I'm in. I'm going to take the pledge.
And it's not even a spear phishing attack.
That's funny. All right. Well, thanks, Steve. It was good to learn about this. I know I had a couple questions that you answered, and I hope everyone who's watching gets inspired to take part.
Thank you.
All right.